Welcome to the Soul Tribe Podcast. The Soul Tribe Podcast was created to help you navigate through the world of spirituality, wellness, and self-development in an easy, grounded, and relatable way. We break down everything from the Akashic Records, manifesting, spirituality, and so much more. We want to help expand your boundaries and bring the spiritual world to you in a fun and easy way. Get ready to be inspired with tips, tools, and easy-to-digest information. Let's do this. Hey guys, today I'm going to it's going to be me, Lucia. I'm going to be talking about my latest hypnosis session with Courtney. And if you guys are interested in knowing more about that, I'm sure you probably already listened to the episode, but we have an episode where we interview Courtney Starkey, and she just talks all about her hypnosis experience, how she got into the field, and it was a really good conversation. So if you haven't heard it, you can definitely go back to that episode and listen to it. But like every lay worker, we all need our own help, right? So Lorraine and I do Akashic Records reading, and so we're always helping people as much as we can. But you know, sometimes you need someone else to assist you with their own capabilities and their own tools. So I ended up contacting Courtney to do a hypnosis session with her, mainly because of my health issues, which I'll get a little bit into before I describe my experience so that you guys understand what it is that's going on with me. I've talked about this before, so it shouldn't be really news to anybody, but I have a very bad immune system. And I have the tendency, like any little thing that's hanging around, I'll get it. I always like used to joke around and say, like, I can't even like go visit a sick person. And I joke around, but it's true. I can't even go visit a sick person, like bring them, I don't know, like chicken soup, like they used to do, like flowers or something, or, you know, because I will end up getting whatever it is they have. That's how bad it is. During the years, it's gotten better. Got into the Akashic field, the less of an issue it was, but it continued to be an issue in itself somehow. And so I decided that I was going to try something new and to make it even better, to try to improve it more. And you guys have also heard me talk about the Healy device, the resonance device. So the Healy device, and if you guys haven't heard about it, and I can do an episode about it, describe more about how it functions, but it's Robert Reif kind of discovered this kind of in frequency healing. So we're all frequency, we're all energy, right? And this device heals you, or works with your frequency to help you get better with, I mean, it could be pain, headaches, it could be back pain. It's so many different things. There's just so many programs. Like I couldn't even list them all without missing a lot of them because I don't know them all by heart, but there's even chakra programs and stuff. And has a quantum sensor so it can read what you need. And then you run the program that your body needs at the time the most. So I was introduced to that device from Paul and Paul. Also another episode we did. They do access consciousness and they work with a Healy device a lot. So I got into that because of them. And it has helped me, and I have gotten like way less sick. And when I do get sick, I run the Healy a lot. And so that helps me get better faster, because I also, when I get sick, I stay sick for a very long time. A normal person would probably spend 3 days with like a really bad cold, whereas for me, it's like a week and a half to recover. And so I run the Healy. When I do get sick, I run the Healy as well. And funny enough, the last time I was very sick, I kept checking with a quantum sensor, I kept checking what it is that my body was needing from the Healy resonance device. And it kept saying bed rest. And it's really funny how it like literally reads you really well. Like I'll be watching an action movie and I'll sit down on the couch at the end of the day and I hate action movies. They make me so nervous. Like I'm like, no, go, run, no, no. And it makes me super anxious. And more than once I've watched something that's put me in the moment of anxiety, and I've run the device because I like to run a program while I'm watching TV at the end of the day. And it literally sent me to go run anxiety, the anxiety program while I was watching something that was giving me anxiety. So I love seeing that thing. Like, I like seeing how it really knows you. It really knows your frequency. It really reads your frequency. So that's one of those tools that I've been using after getting into the Akashic Records. That's one of the tools I've been using. Angelic healing, of course, if you guys heard me talk about that, we have an episode where we interview Tanya about her angelic healing course that I did. So I use that on myself too when I get sick. So those are the things I've been using. And so I think I wanted to up my game. I wanted to take a next step and try to get answers. Like what it is that I was getting sick or more so experience, because I could sit down and read my own Akashic Records and get the information, but I wanted the experience because it's such a big issue for me. It's been such an issue for so long that I said, like, I want someone to guide me through. Whereas me sitting down and reading my own Akashic Records, it was me helping myself. And I really felt like I needed to take the next step, which meant getting assistance from another person. So I did that. And my hypnosis session was very interesting. The information that came through, I couldn't imagine the things that my soul was talking about. And it's kind of crazy. But so the first thing to note is she wasn't very happy that she had to come incarnate. Like, apparently she was kind of done with the incarnation cycle, at least for the time, it seemed like. But she was done with the incarnation cycle. And she brought me to, it looks like what reminded me of like a really big, because it was formal, like an oval office. And around all that table was many, 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 many light workers. They all looked about the same, like intensity of expansion. So it seems like we're all kind of on the same level, meaning we weren't all going to plan to incarnate. We were all kind of moving on to other projects, other missions, I guess, as souls. And there was my soul sitting with all the other light workers, and it was almost like, call it a town meeting if you want, or a universal meeting, where the light workers that had an X amount of expansion were basically asked if they could come back and incarnate, because there's going to be an ascension breakthrough on Earth in this lifetime, and light workers were needed to guide those that had less expansion experience, or that needed kind of a nudge to awake or align, or just to help this it was almost like a guarantee, but you can't guarantee anything really. But it's almost like they said, well, we'll put these light workers down and incarnate, and this will almost guarantee that Earth will be able to do its grand ascension, which makes sense. And so then she showed me the division of the room, in the sense like there was a common feeling in the room when all the souls were told, like, yeah, we need this from you. Half of them were super excited about it. And we were laughing with like Courtney, because it was like, I'm pretty sure Courtney's soul was on the side of excitement. If you've heard her before, she's always excited about everything. And, you know, she's all for that. But my soul was on the other side of the room, which was, come on, like, I've already done this. Now you're making me go back again. And so she was a little frustrated because she was very excited about projects she had going on the other side, is what she made me feel and what she communicated. But at the same time, there was a level of wanting to help, because if not, she probably wouldn't have said yes. But there was a level of feeling like she was being set back a few steps, but also having to put on hold her own projects and her own desires and her own, you know, wishes and missions as a soul. And I can get into what it is she does, because I found it super interesting. Never expected that she was doing any of that. So that Oval Office was a really interesting experience, at least for me. I really thought that, I mean, I never would have imagined that that's how it functions. Being a Akashic Reader, you're basically connecting with the master guides, beings of light, the souls, and I'm getting information for people when I assist them. But you never get to see the works of how it all works out behind doors, if you want to like describe it that way, right? Like, I get to see what decisions were made and kind of how the soul made the decision to come and why the soul made the decision to come and who assisted the soul. But I never get to see these like universal meetups of like universal decisions. So that was really new to me, and that was super interesting. So I want to get into a little bit the ascension breakthrough that the soul was talking about that was the reason why we were all in that oval looking office, all the light workers put together. Because I want to make sure everybody understands what exactly it is. The section breakthrough, from the way the soul showed it to me and the way the soul made me feel it during the hypnosis session, was in fact, Earth was going to raise in vibration. And this is all stuff we're seeing right now. So if you guys literally need to understand a little bit better, just stop and think about the year and look around you, and you'll know that, dude, totally, this is totally an ascension breakthrough. It's the first time on Earth that it's going to get to a level of vibration so high. And if you look back and, you know, our grandparents and our great-grandparents, they all went through war, some sort of like really hard time, different eras of, I mean, it would have been pandemics, right? Like you have a bunch of sicknesses that went through Earth that killed a lot of people. So we're going through something that they've gone through, and we've gone through war, not directly hit to our own countries, most of us, but we've gone through eras of war, right? Whether it's one country far away, but you still hear about it, and it's still something that affects, even though the war is not in your own country and you don't know anybody that's fighting it, you know, or you don't have any relatives or any family members that are in the army or the navy or whatever, it doesn't mean it doesn't affect you. The energy of the entire human collective affects us. So when there is war going on, we're all affected. We just don't totally pick up on it. If you're really sensitive, you probably will. But then they talk about, the Akashic Records have talked about this before, like where you all of a sudden feel like upset, or you wake up one day and you're in a bad mood and you don't know what it is, but you know what? Usually you know it's not yours. You just can't figure out where it's coming from or why. That's usually you connect it to something from the human collective. And so the Ascension Breakthrough is we're starting to wake up to all these things are pointless. It's pointless to have war. It's pointless to be fighting. It's pointless to be controlled. It's pointless to not know the truth. It's pointless to let people tell you what to do and how to do it. And this is what we're going through. It's all part of being expansive. It's all part of the Ascension Breakthrough. It's us realizing, first of all, what we truly are. That's like the first step. What are we truly? And we're all going through that. And if you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're trying to either feel connected to what you truly are, or you're trying to figure out what you truly are. So that's like the first big step, right? So we're all on the right track. And so it is highly probable that most of the individuals that are listening to this podcast are part of the plan of the Ascension Breakthrough. Either you're put here to help wake up people, or you're put here to help because you are going to wake up, and your waking up is going to let all these other people to wake up at the same time. I mean, I myself am also waking up, because even though my soul, you have to remember, even though your soul agrees to something, once you incarnate, you don't remember the plan. You don't remember anything. You are part of the system that we are born into, and we can all be lied to and believe things pretty easily. Especially imagine, like, and David Icke talks about this, and I love the way he talks about this, even though a lot of people categorize him as conspiracy theorists. I've been reading his book, and there's a lot of stuff that the guy seems to channel. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I know to be true. Maybe I've received it in different forms of, you know, explanation via the Akashic Records, but I love that he talks about how, you know, we're born into a system, and then our parents, they've basically been told that's a system. They've been following it. So they're going to teach us how to function in society, just like they learned to. Not because they want to be mean, like it's like David Icke says, not because they're being like inconsiderate. It's because that's what they know, and they want to make sure that you survive, right? And so for you to survive, you need to learn how that society works. And then you go into school and you're taught things that are considered priorities, like, I don't know, history and physics and I don't know what else. And I mean, I, for one, am like always passionate about this. Like, why aren't kids first going to school, obviously, to learn to communicate, learn to bond with each other, learn to interact with each other, learn to play with each other, and learn to deal with emotions? I think that and I'm not a teacher and I'm not like an educational expert, so you can like correct me if I'm wrong, but from a spiritual being perspective, I see it as kids should be going to school to learn those things. And then we should teach them the most important thing. What are you really? You're a soul. I'm not putting in religion either. I'm not saying let's teach them a religion. I'm saying let's just teach them that they're a source of, you know, higher energy that can get anything they need from themselves. They don't need to go externally to a church. They don't need to go externally to, like, someone to do something for them. And yeah, everybody can help each other out, but we all need to learn that we have the capability in ourselves first. Why aren't kids being taught that they're souls before their bodies, that they're these expansive beings before they're these limited physical forms? And why aren't they being taught to do things like heal themselves and communicate with their own soul? Maybe we should be teaching kids to communicate with their guides and to heal themselves and to receive energy and information from their soul. I mean, I think there's so many things you can do better with kids. Learn to meditate, teach them what the chakras are, things like that. So I think that it's true that we're put into a system that doesn't really suit us. It suits the society. It suits society in itself, so that those that are profiting from the system continue to profit from the system, and then everybody else, like the common person, like me and you and probably most of us that are listening, we're just surviving the system. We're trying to thrive now because we're trying to open ourselves up. But what's going to happen once we open up enough is we're going to have to not allow the system to tell us what to do anymore and how to do it. We need to literally listen to ourselves and create our own communities and create our own ways of living and being. I'm getting really like off topic from the hypnosis session, but I think it's really important for you guys to understand that the session breakthrough is, in fact, all of us waking up to what we really are, step number one, all of us taking back our power. And to do that, to take back our own power, we need to start seeing the truth. And that's also why you guys have heard me talk, like, be obsessed with conspiracy theories. Again, I don't like using the word conspiracy, like the Akashic Records said in that episode we did. It's a theory that the word conspiracy was put in front of it because it wasn't convenient if it's true, because most of them are, not all of them, but most of them are. If it's true, the person that it's about, or whatever group or, you know, country or government or whatever it's about, it's not convenient for them for you to know the truth. So they're going to put the word conspiracy, and they're pushing the agenda that you basically are crazy for believing this thing, and you're crazy for not seeing you're crazy for seeing this thing, which is the truth, but for them, it's not the truth. It's so complex because there's a lot of mind games involved, and there's a lot of feelings involved with you're afraid to talk about you believing this one thing, or you're afraid to be even like visit the idea because you don't want to be put into the box of this crazy person that believes this, or this crazy conspiracy theorist, or whatever it is. And I'm not saying all the conspiracy theories are true. I'm just saying I've been shown a lot from the Akashic Records. I've been studying them, and most of them have a lot of truth to it. And that's another part of it. We're supposed to wake up and see the truth. We need to be responsible. That's part of us as human beings being responsible. We need to go, you know what? Let me start investigating and looking into what is really true for me. What do I believe is really true? That can adapt with time. You can find other things and go, no, actually this seems more true to me. But don't let yourself be told who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. And then the Akashic Records said it in a really good way in an episode before, which was, question everything, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to question everything, to get down to the truth. And what is that going to get us to? That's the most important part of this whole thing. It's going to get us to finally liberating ourselves as human beings living under this system that no longer suits anybody. No longer suits anybody. We should all be surviving from our own ways and striving from our own plans and our own way of wanting to be and wanting to see the world. Like, you can create your own reality. This is true, but there's a limit to creating your own reality. That's why Lorena and I always wanted to do an episode about manifesting, but we find it so hard that we haven't been able to do it, because I do believe that you create reality, and I do believe your perspective controls the way your life can be, but there's a limit to how much you can do with that abundance and manifesting work, because we're still all controlled under the same system. So at the end of the day, it's you can do all the manifesting and all this creating and all this amazing internal work to see if you can get into your life what you really want and need. But if the system still has a control over you and still has, you know, you grabbed, there's only a certain amount that you can get from that, get out of that system. So I hope that you guys open up a little bit more to other perspectives and other people's truths and maybe visit them for a little bit and say, well, let me see, what is it this person believes? And is it possible that I've just been, I call it brainwashed or convinced or fed information that I believe to be true and I never questioned it, so I can't go past it? And that's going to be a big part of us doing our ascension breakthrough. So it's responsibility of all of us to do that part. Okay, so that's basically talking about the aspect of the light workers that were coming and why they were coming and what's happening right now and, you know, the ascension breakthrough thing. I think another really important thing to note here is that it was a lot of light workers that agreed to come. And another thing that they noted was there might be a feeling of being alone a lot of the times with your spiritual beliefs, with your spiritual growth, with wanting to be more attuned with this information, with this stuff, talk about it, hear people talk about it, you know, be able to sit down with someone and just converse about these amazing things, like the tools that we've been learning about with the podcast, the people that work in these fields. It's all stuff that you really want to share. And there could be a sense of most of us feeling very alone where we don't have too many people around us to talk about it. And so what they were saying was that the agreement was that we were going to incarnate, but we were all going to separate because divide and conquer kind of thing, right? Like if we all stuck together in one area of the world, we were just going to all feed each other the expansive growth and information, but we weren't going to be able to leak it to the rest of the universe or the rest of the planet. And so what they had to do was do it. It's like a tactic, right? They had to place us all around the world in different forms. And now I tie that to what they always talk about when they showed us. You guys remember that the Akashic Records talked about and showed us how we were like, it was like a web where like there were a bunch of little lights around the world and they all connected with each other. Okay, well, it's like that. They couldn't get us to all incarnate in the same area. They had to divide us between all these different places in the world so that then that one person can wake up other people and their energy is in an area where more people need it, right? And so a lot of us do feel, and I can tell you, I definitely, like, I'm in a town here in North Holland where there's not a lot of people that are open to any of this. No, not a lot. No, there isn't. I think I know one person maybe, that is kind of awakened to this stuff in the area, but that's it. Like there's no one else. And so it's true. It's a thing. It's a thing that many of us are going through. So we have to create our own communities. We have to create, you know, with Lorena, we created the Soul Tribe podcast. It's a place where we can talk about this stuff and you guys can listen. But we also, we're open for you guys talking back with us, for all of us discussing. So if you're not part of our Facebook group, the Soul Tribe Podcast Facebook group, go and find us and add us where we can like all discuss together and comment. That's the idea, to create our own community. For now, that's like the easiest way. Just create Facebook and we can all talk there. Maybe later on, we all find a better way to communicate as a community in itself, but I think that we should be our own community because we are those light workers that were probably all of us in that Oval Office, and we all need each other. We can't be in the same physical place and meet up all the time, so this is the way we can function. So that's something I really wanted to make sure that I talked about, but I wanted to talk about how interesting it was, what my soul does on the other side, apparently. And I was like, what is this? Apparently, and I wanted it came out because I wanted to know my connection with the Akashic Records. I mean, I could have asked the Akashic Records itself, but again, I wanted this kind of like experience it in a different way. And I knew that I had a kind of an agreement where I'm here to receive information from people. That was definitely it. And it's part of the ascension breakthrough. I'm helping people break through and open up and learn what they really are through giving them Akashic Records reading. So I already knew what the plan, like the reason was, but the way it happened, I experienced it in the hypnosis session. It was super, super funny. Apparently my soul, when it's not incarnated, spends a lot of time in the Akashic Records. And it's not like she's an Akashic Records like master or anything. She's not a worker of the library in itself. She just hangs out there a lot, like a library nerd, if you want to call her. But she's studying. That's what she's doing, which was not coincidence. I'm obsessed with reading and books, and I love books. And, of course, I always thought it was because I was connected to the Akashic Library, but it was because she actually sits in the library a lot if you want to call it sitting. She hangs out in the library a lot and goes through these, now they call them books, but for the soul in itself, it's lived different. The books are lived different. Some of them might just be absorbing information from like a source, and it, for us humans, it's easier to understand that it's in form of a book, but it's more interactive than that, much more interactive than that. It's almost like you become what you're reading or something. She's been studying and looking into light codes, which is also not fun, not a total coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence that I've recently discovered that light codes existed. I had no idea. And, so that was like, whoa, wow. Okay. That's why light codes came into my life not too long ago. But apparently she studies light codes. And what she explained was she had a mission. It sounds, it sounds like a really hard goal to get to, but she's very dedicated to it. She wants to learn the basis of light code to create it into a new planet. And so what she explained was, and I always thought the planets were created from source, like source creates the souls and then source creates the planets. That's what I thought. But apparently the planets are created via, I guess some of them at least, light codes. And she was saying there's a conjunction of codes and they're layered. And those layers create that planet. But then I was thinking about this and I thought, is that what they talk about when they talk about the Matrix and that we're just in a computer program? It's all light code. We're all living in light code. This is like our, you know, the Matrix movie thing that they all talk about, the holographic world. It's all created with some sort of code, I guess. It's light code. So she wants to create apparently her own planet, but it's a planet for a bunch of light workers, well, for light workers to live. It seems to be a way where you can almost, she called it retiring in a way, where retiring because you're no longer incarnating, but you're still progressing and you still want to interact with other beings of your expansion level, but not be limited to your most proximate soul families, I guess if you want to call it, or soul groups, or, you know, those souls that you travel with in incarnations. Once you finish incarnating, the idea I think that she was trying to get to was she wants to create a planet in itself or a reality or dimension in itself via light codes where all these light workers can go and reside, interact with each other and have some sort of, it felt like you're not incarnated, but it does feel like you're able to interact a little bit more, almost feels more physical, but it's not physical. It's like an intermediate between those two things. So she spends a lot of time at the library looking into these light codes, which also explains for me why I'm so obsessed with coding. I love coding. Like I learned to code for like websites and stuff. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I'm very basic at it. And it was the first time I learned it, but I loved it. And that's what I do to make I coded the Soul Tribe podcast website and my website. Very basic, but it's the best I can do for now. And recently I decided I wanted to learn how Ethereum and blockchain are coded. And so I started that literally before I had my hypnosis session, I had started that course. So I thought, okay, that's where my obsession with coding comes from. It's kind of me vibrating with the energy of the soul and her interests and bringing it into this lifetime. And when she showed me that she was in the library, because to me it was always like, okay, Akashic Library, yes, fifth dimension, it's in the fifth dimension, but in my mind it was always in the same place. Like, I'm thinking from a human brain, obviously, like, it's located in this place in the fifth dimension. Well, apparently, the way she showed it to me is it floats around. Yes, it's always in the fifth dimension. It doesn't shift dimensions, but apparently it doesn't have a physical place. It shifts around. It's like floating around wherever it feels like moving. So it looked like a centralized area where everybody's book was, like every soul. That's what we're tapping into when we read your Akashic Records. It's like this big infinite library where every soul has its book. But then you have different, call it rooms, that come out of that. It's smaller rooms, but they come out of that room. And so there's like a room for the history of philosophy. There's a room for, I don't know, like things I can't even think of the examples because I've only saw two of them, which was philosophies of the world, because apparently she went into that because I saw it for like a second. So philosophy of the world, this world. So there's just a whole room for that. And then there's a room where she hangs out, which is universal information. So this is planet information. All these planets, it's not just our galaxy planet, but she was studying in that area where like all these planet information, the code and how they were created. So that seems like what she was studying, or that's the room she hangs out in. And when she showed me that it was floating around, it's almost like the library feels like a source in itself, or feels like an entity itself, because it felt like it had its own soul. It felt like it had its own desires and missions. That's why I say like it feels like an entity in itself. I haven't been able to put my finger on it. Maybe I can get more into that with the Akashic Records one day, but I haven't been able to put my finger on why it feels that way exactly. But so it floats around and it knows when it's needed. And what she was saying to me was that currently the breakthrough, ascension breakthrough plan, we're kind of in the, call it a very important peak era. There seems to be more than one peak era, but this is like the important one where more people are supposed to wake up. And so the library seems to have floated and it's directly above Earth right now. So it's in the fifth dimension, but it's directly above the Earth. That's kind of like the area it is now because it's trying to help us. So it's actually feeding us more information. And that makes sense because when we teach the Akashic Records, we've noticed that the students are able to connect more. Part of that reason was because the vibration of Earth has raised. And that's what we've talked about in our Akashic classes that we give. But a part of it is also because the location of the library now is conveniently above us. And I say conveniently above us. It's because that library knows that it's needed more right now. And so it's placing itself more proximate to our level, if you want to call it, because the library doesn't see it as a physical place. It sees it as like an area or a level or something. So it's trying to get us as close as possible so that we can connect with it a little bit better. So I found that really interesting, the different rooms, the different sections, if you want to call it, and the floating library. And you guys have to remember also that even when you get a reading and I get like visions of things, or even in a hypnosis session where you see things, they're showing you things for you best to understand it. But I mean, maybe tomorrow when we're not incarnated anymore, we live it in a different way. A lot of that is probably because we're ready to see the way it works. Our brain, human brains can't understand everything. So they need to try to make it so we understand it better. So that's the way that my soul decided that I had to see it to understand it better. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was, and anyone who's ever read Michael Newton books, which are about past life regression and life between lives, mostly life between lives regression, but you go through past lives at the same time before you get there. But Michael Newton talks about how we don't have the full energy of our soul. And that, and Courtney always says, like, there's a lot of things about that book that were very, you know, it was the best thing. Sorry, that's my dog. It was the best thing that they could do at the time. They were very limited to what they could accept as this new information. And so some of it, it's not that it wasn't true. I think some of it is just, it's like the Akashic Records. They're going to give you information that you can handle at the time. I think that's kind of like the way it is probably for those hypnosis sessions, and probably still is for hypnosis sessions. We can accept and see as much as we're willing to handle at the time. So there is some things, like Courtney says, that she thinks are limited, or, you know, we've learned that it's a little bit more or different than what was explained, but it's still a really great book. And if you're into it, I definitely recommend you read it because it wakes you up to a lot of things. But there's a point in the book where they talk about how you don't have the full energy of your soul. And that, I mean, speaking from a place of Akashic Records experience, we would like not be able to survive if, I mean, imagine how much energy your soul has. It's this expansive being with so much potential, so much growth, so much wisdom, that if we can't, these physical bodies will not be able to handle all that energy. So you don't have your full soul. That's also why you could have parallel lives or more than one life at the same time, which I haven't had a reading with somebody where in the 12 years that I've read Akashic Records, I've never heard myself or was told to say to the person that they're having two lives at the same time in this lifetime, that I can remember at least, because I do forget. So I've never really been told it. Maybe it could be that I've attended people that do have it, but I guess they're not supposed to know, because we're not supposed to know everything either. But so we don't have the entire energy of our soul. What that book talks about is the amount of energy you have is the amount of energy like you need. So the soul can bring less energy or more energy. But I was having this issue where I was waking up in the morning and I had no energy. I was exhausted. Getting out of bed was impossible. And you can ask anybody in my family members, I am the worst in the morning. I am like, you do not want to be around me. I'm not one of those happy morning people. I'm like, I always wake up. Well, no, actually, now that I'm saying it, I get it. I wake up and I'm like, oh, here we go all over again. But now I get it, because it's like, even though like I enjoy life, now I get it. It's because my soul kind of felt the push to come, and she was kind of like done with this phase of incarnating. And so when I wake up, it's like, oh, here I am again. but don't get me wrong. Like, I'm still happy to be here, and I still enjoy and, you know, interacting with people. And I love reading people's Akashic records, and I love, you know, it's so nice to be able to have a child and feel the love that a mother has for a child and things like that. But I still wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh God, here we go again. And so I was waking up with no energy, and that no energy was always made me have a very, very bad mood in the morning. Like, I couldn't survive the morning. I just felt like I was just literally making myself survive. And so that was asked about during my hypnosis session. And well, apparently my soul's so into not abandoning her project because of this incarnation that she literally was just, when I was going to sleep, she was totally leaving, like not leaving me like even one little gram of her energy. She was just totally leaving to go to the library to continue to study her light codes, because she was determined to not let this lifetime set her back from her mission. So she wanted to continue to use her energy as a soul to study and continue to look into this project that she's really into, which I understand, but dude, it's killing me. Like, come on. So it was really cool that Courtney was able to talk to my soul and say, hey, I mean, could we find a midpoint where you are able to do your thing and Lucia can still have the energy she needs to carry on this lifetime properly? And I say Lucia because you guys have to remember that you're not who, like, your name is. You're not that. You're not this person that has this personality. That's actually really not you. That's who you associate with, because that's how we're taught. And that's another thing we're taught since we're super young. Like, we're taught that we're this person. This person has this personality and this body and this way of being and this way of seeing. And this is who you are. This is not who you are. And we're going to do a whole episode. I actually told Lorena we need to do an episode about this. So this is going to be an episode where we'll be talking about it coming very soon. We're going to talk about what it really is, this person that we are. It's going to be really cool, really interesting. So we'll get more into that in another episode. But so I say Lucia because I'm not really, I'm just this character being played in this role that is this lifetime. And my soul needs to just send energy so this character can continue to work her incarnation and do her job. And so we came to basically to an agreement that she would leave behind more energy, so she would still be able to go to her library, but she'd leave a little bit of energy while sleeping. And at the same time, she suggested and asked me to, since I do meditate at night, so she was saying that's great, but she's saying that she needs me to actually meditate in the morning. So my alarm clock goes off and I have to kind of, and it's not like 45 minute meditation. I've done it for the last 2 days after my hypnosis, and it's literally, I just do 5 minutes where I call her in. I asked her to start coming back. I asked her to bring back the energy she promised. And I've been waking up with energy. And usually, like, Aurora goes to preschool in the morning after my alarm clock goes off. Like, we dress her and we feed her. And usually, like, I'm in Holland, right? And so Holland is, everybody rides their bike. Even if it's raining, you're riding your bike. Even if it's freezing, you're riding your bike. And I don't have a driver's license here. I have one in, you know, Uruguay. I had one in Cayman Islands, but I haven't gotten a driver's license here. And I also don't have a car here. So I bike everywhere. And so imagine waking up. First of all, I don't have the energy because she hasn't even come back yet. She's still in that library over there. I'm exhausted. I'm in a bad mood from being exhausted. I have to deal with preparing my child for preschool. And then I have to bike in the cold or in the rain or whatever, in the wind. And it's a really windy country. And in the wind, usually to get her to preschool and then bike back. So for me, that's 15 minutes to bike there and then 15 minutes to bike back. So that's 30 minutes plus then picking her up. So it's like an hour of biking a day just for the preschool runs. So usually I would get Sander to go. If he didn't have to go to work really early, I would get Sander to drop her off for me. And then I would just have to pick her up. But after this hypnosis thing where she agreed that she would leave more energy, but then I would call in the rest of it when I woke up, I did that those 2 days. And I woke up and I was like, yeah, I'm going to bike it. I'm going to bike it. And now I enjoyed the bike ride. Like I enjoyed biking and I pass an area of like nature and I go over, it's like very quaint. It's like you go over these little bridges with water, canals, like it's Holland. And so I was able, oh my God, guys, there's this rainbow outside. Oh, that's so nice. Sorry, like I'm talking about this and I'm looking outside and it's an amazing rainbow. Rainbow is my sign. Like, you know how we all say to our souls, like, this is a sign, talk to me when I'm, talk to me when I like, or give me a sign when I want, need one. I always ask her to show me rainbows. So this is really cool that we're talking about this and she's showing me the rainbow. It's her confirming basically that she's been bringing back her energy like she promised. And that's why I've been feeling better. But so I've been like, oh no, Sander, you don't have to drop her off. I'll take the bike. And I've been like enjoying it. It's so cool. So she seems to have kept her side of the bargain where she would leave energy and still go, but leave less energy, but she would still go to her library and do her studying, but leave me a little bit of energy behind. And I'm doing the calling and the energy when I wake up. So she's coming back fully, which I find really funny because I had once gotten a reading with Christos many, many, many years ago. So if you guys have heard the episodes with Christos and Foster, Foster is a shaman, and Christos, I think he calls him, I mean, he's psychic. Like I think I would call him psychic, but he just connects. I think he connects with a lot of things, but his readings are really cool. And many, many years ago, I got a reading from him, and he had said that my soul basically leaves and doesn't come back. And he had talked about a crystal being in my room. And yeah, there at the time I had a crystal in my room, and that crystal apparently wasn't helping for the soul to come back either. So I usually have grounding crystals either under my pillow or under my bed, just try to help myself ground so she can come back. But I guess this whole time what I should have been doing is basically talking to her and asking her to come back. So with that, I'm not saying that everybody has to go get a reading to fix their issues. Definitely not. But know that you can ask yourself for things. Like literally, you don't have to like get somebody to help you do that. I know that for a lot of us, it's hard to feel like the soul's there, or it's hard for us to, a lot of us want to connect with our guides. And some people say like, I can't seem to do it. That's also part of the program that we've all gone through. We've been taught that this is impossible, or we've been taught that only special people can do it. Everybody can do it. But the thing is, we're not taught it from a young age, which we should be. So that's another part of what we all need. If we have kids, I think we all need to teach our kids from the beginning that they have access to connecting with their guide, that they have access to connecting with their soul, that they don't have to wait till they're older to learn how to do it. We can teach them when they're younger, right? And so that's an important thing to see, but also know that you can ask your soul as well things. Even if you can't feel her or see her, you can still ask. Doesn't mean they're not listening. So if maybe you have a similar issue like with like me, where you wake up and you're drained of energy, if it's not a physical thing where like you're missing body nutrients or you're eating unhealthy or something, then it probably is something related to the soul. So definitely maybe ask them to come back in the morning when you wake up, ask for all their energy that they can send you to come back. And whatever issue it might be, don't be scared to ask your soul. Just because you can't hear her or you can't see her doesn't mean she's not there and she's not listening. She or he. And also, souls don't have feminine and masculine. Souls just are. They just like to show themselves as a certain way, whether it's because that's what you need to feel or that's the kind of energy you need at the time. So refer to it as he, she, whatever you want. It's okay. So, and also for this episode, in case anybody's interested, I will add links to Courtney's website, and I can also leave a link to the Healy device that I talked about in the beginning. But so, yeah, I hope that this, me telling my experience with the hypnosis session, I hope it helps people to kind of realize that this isn't who we really are, and we're going through a really important time. So guys, make sure to do what the concussion worker said, question everything. And I can tell you for myself, when I watch the news, which is barely ever now, when I watch the news, it's to see what's the next lie they're telling me. Literally, like that's how I see it now. And a lot of times I'll watch it because I want to know what that lie is. I want to know what they're trying to convince me that's true right now. But I'm also following a lot of people on like YouTube and podcasts that like dig into things, that look into things, that actually investigate for themselves. And some of these people are really good people that have really good intentions, and they're not crazy, and they're not crazy conspiracy people. They're literally sitting down and going, okay, this is supposedly a thing. Let me look into this. And they're finding that there is a society that controls us, and there is an aspect of things that are happening in this world, and it is true. Maybe it's not fully the way we've been told, but there's a lot of it that is true. So make sure to find out for yourself what you believe is true, and make sure to question everything. Make sure to connect with your soul and ask her for what you need. Make sure to just give yourself what you need, because that's where we are right now. We're in the first steps of the ascension breakthrough, and that is knowing the truth, finding who we really are, and bringing down that power, that ability. Whether it's just learning to communicate with your guide or your soul, or read the Akashic Records, or doing some sort of spiritual healing. It could be Reiki, it could be angelic healing. There's so many options, but there's just so many things out there, and there's people that are already on that path. And yeah, maybe if you're looking to talk to somebody about a certain subject, go into the community we've created and interact and ask, does anybody do this? Does anybody do that? Can anybody give any information about this? Don't be scared to kind of start communicating with everybody else that listens and stuff like that. Or create your own community also. I hope you guys liked what I had to share today. Lauren and I will be back with another episode. We're going to be talking about that, our characters or the personalities or the actors that we play. So I'm very excited about that episode. I'm going to start doing more channeled messages, because that's another thing that came up during my hypnosis session. She was saying that I'm here to kind of speak and communicate and give information, and I haven't been doing it enough, apparently. So my end of the deal was that I was going to do that. So this is part of me doing that right now. But I need to do it more often. So I'll be putting up, if it's not an episode of the podcast, I'll be putting up YouTube videos like I was doing during the beginning of the quarantine, where I can either channel information or talk about a subject or something. So make sure that you're following the podcast so you can get any of those new episodes or new conversations I have. And make sure to find us on YouTube, because if not, I'll be putting them up there and you'll be able to physically see me while I'm talking about it. Love you guys, and I hope everybody's doing okay. Hang in there. Again, we talked about this. This is a month of really heavy energy and a lot of shifting, a lot of changing. There's going to be a lot of discovering, so it's all good. Some of those things we find out might not be nice to hear, but it's all good, because it's supposed to happen. Bye, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.